Okay. And, you'd say, we expect a big yield. Talking about land, you'd say, we expect a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very...
A big what?
We say we expect to grow a lot from that field because the soil is very... Or what different types of land do you have on a farm?
You mean different stuff you grow on it?
Or what different types of land?
Lamps?
Land on a farm.
I don't know.
Well, what would you call this down here?
Sand.
Okay, what else?
Soil.
What else is there besides sand?
Clay loam.
Okay. Is that very rich? The clay loam, is that very rich?
Well, some people farmed on muck land.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Well, I don't, it's some kind of old land, you can't hardly grow nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that's grown on it's not good. Got kind of no sour taste.
Uh-huh.
Green, turnip green can cause it the same way.
What would you call the flat land along a stream? It's real rich because the stream flows over.
Well, some of them's called lakes and some of them called ponds.
Uh-huh. But I mean the land next to it. Do you call that bottom land or flats or lowland or...
Well, now some of that there places where the water stands in a pond, it's too wet to even farm.
Uh-huh.
It's to be drained.
Mm-hmm. How do you drain it?
Well, now some people dig a ditch, and if it's suitable where they could run where the water could run off.
Mm-hmm.
But they got different ways of draining land now.
What's a swamp?
Huh?
Swamp.
Well, there's some of them old swamps, they can drain them.
Does a swamp have trees growing in it?
Huh?
Does a swamp have trees growing in it?
Yes. All of them I've seen had trees growing in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's to clear the land.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you had had a heavy rainfall, the rain cut out a little...
Trench.
Okay. What if it kept on like that until finally in your field you had just this big hole, sort of, just this, maybe real wide and real deep and long, where all this water had washed off the land.
Well, it's called ditches, ain't it?
Okay. Even the real big ones, you